This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. We're talking about streetcars at the end of hour number one and trolley cars. And class, most major cities had them, coast to coast, here in the United States. And these were, they were like buses, except they were powered electrically by overhead wires. So they were corded or wired. And they didn't have batteries, but they did have electric motors that powered them. And it was common. And most people went to work in them. Now, these streetcars were popular. It was the most popular way of going to work in the 1920s, 1910. And they worked great. But it was General Motors that was instrumental in destroying the streetcars in the United States. And I'm looking at a picture, photograph by the Los Angeles Times. And in 1956, this photograph was taken. And it shows a pile of streetcars that were decommissioned. And the stack of them is 12 streetcars wide and 4 streetcars high. So it's 48 streetcars. It's like 48 buses piled 4 high. Literally. In a graveyard. Absolute criminal waste of everything. And they worked just great. They were affordable. What a great idea. But the problem was they only went where the tracks were. But that happened to be where most people wanted to go. So now what we have is autonomous driving streetcars. And they're causing all kinds of traffic jams. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince got a video from give credit to Kanakoa the Great, posted on X, a video. Can we show this on USA Prepares? Do we have our video feed up and running?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, our imaginary one, yeah. And by the way, radio is the theater of the mind class. And I've been asked to move us to video. And I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it because I think that the more technology that we deploy in society, the dumber we get. So I would like our class to use our minds and our imaginations and be creative. And that's where I'm parked. So for now, it's audio only.
Vince, I'm looking at this video. It was taken a few nights ago in Austin, Texas. And looks like the person who took the video is just walking around the streets. There's absolute mayhem. There's, I'm going to say maybe 20 or so crews. That's the driverless car company. Chevrolet Bolt, so that's a very small electric vehicle. And they are just mostly just stuck in the street, not knowing what to do. I guess it reached a point where the network broke down. But besides the 20 or 30 Chevrolet Bolts from Cruise, there's everyone else that was trying to drive in Austin, Texas this night, and they're all stuck. Some of them are getting out of their cars. They're yelling. They're screaming. Wouldn't be surprised if there's some fights. But you have a guy upset because he's stuck, and he goes up to the electric car with no one in it. Who do you beat up? Who do you express your road rage at? And there's nobody in the car. And I'm looking at this video. I mean, there's cars. They're not just all, like, in a row. They're at angles in the intersections. They're backed up. They're mostly their lights are blinking. I guess that's for safety when they've stopped. and they're just all over this couple block area of Austin, Texas, including blocking the intersection. And drivers just don't know, you know, regular drivers are stuck. You know, you look at it, it'd be like two cruises, then a regular driver, two cruises, a regular driver. They don't know what to do. They're just absolutely stuck. And since it's, I guess it made a lot of angry people in Austin, Texas that night.
Well, it'll stop when the people find out who voted for, who voted to approve these driverless vehicles in the city, and when the populace goes to visit the alleged representatives at their homes en masse. So when people start circling the houses of the alleged representatives who voted for this, that's when it'll stop, because the people who voted for it will say, well, we can't have this. This is dangerous. These people are really mad at us. Why are they so mad at us? And then the representatives will realize that they'll have trouble getting out of their driveway, just like the people are having trouble getting through town because of gridlock. Yeah. I'm not advocating violence in any stretch of the imagination. And don't believe a word I say, class. Don't believe anything I say, nor anything you hear on USA Prepares, nor anything you hear, read, or see in the media, any media. Do your own research, make up your own mind. But what I'm saying is that the way the border gets fixed is when the illegal invaders get dropped off. Once they come through, they get dropped off at the homes of the alleged representatives. That's when it'll stop. It won't stop before that. So when Rehoboth Beach in Delaware gets visited by thousands of illegal invaders, you know, partying on the beach, that's when the president will say, wait, who's doing this? Who's allowing them in? That's when he'll realize that somebody's letting people in through the border. And then he'll realize it's him. You know, Bert, there's you're talking about Chevrolet Cruze.
Yeah.
We're working on a Chevy Cruze, and about a year ago.
Well, Chevy, the company is Cruze.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just mentioned, you just happened to mention the word Cruze, and it jogged my memory. Yeah, Chevy Bolt, but they have a little car, a little compact car. And, Bert, I don't think you've ever replaced a fuse on the starter of any of your gasoline-powered vehicles. The reason I don't think that is because it didn't have any. Well, some of the new vehicles with this push-button start have a fuse. And the fuse, when it blows, is in a package with other fuses. It's not replaceable except as an assembly. It's like $150 to replace the fuse. Just wanted to mention that.
So
that's where technology is taking it.
Yeah, so it sounds like you have to have your car towed to the dealer to fix that.
Well, we fixed it. We actually towed the vehicle here, and then we diagnosed and fixed it. But what I'm saying is, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think, and I've said this, and you know, you can voice your opinion if you'd like, I think technology is going to kill us all. Ultimately, high technology and big tech is going to kill us all because of our dependence on the electron.
I'm looking at this video. The one thing I don't see as the person walks around and takes it from different streets and different angles, the one thing I don't see is any law enforcement anywhere. I see irate drivers in regular cars. I see the Cruze cars mostly stopped. Sometimes they'll inch a little, go somewhere. They're in... The Cruze cars are in total disarray. They just don't know where to go, what to do. There looks like the whole network algorithm broke down. But I don't see any law enforcement. And if there was law enforcement, what could they do? Go up to the driver and say, move it, while he's talking to a computer. So what's he going to do? I don't know. And I wouldn't even know how to turn one off and put it on a tow truck, right, which is probably what they ended up having to do is tow some of these cars out of here. And I don't know how you solve something like this.
Just think about what you're saying, and extrapolate that out a little bit. So the autonomous vehicle sees that someone's trying to break in and locks all the doors. Okay, so they look at the police and go, "Oh no,
mechanism.
Oh no, you're not telling me anywhere." Locks all the doors, puts all the electric motors into brake mode, meaning
safety
lock up.
Mode.
Yeah, so you can't tow it. Now you have to drag this thing.
Self-defense
now, who's responsible
mode.
For ruining the electric vehicle? Is it the company that towed it because they dragged it with the wheels locked? Is that Who's responsible for the damage?
And if you try and break in, it has a mace gun that sprays mace at the person trying to break in. It's like when the computers take control of the world. What was that 2001 A Space Odyssey where HAL tried to take over?
Yeah, HAL is one letter off from IBM, right?
Yeah.
HAL?
Yeah. That's where it came from.
In the alphabet, HAL, right?
Yep.
IBM.
That's correct.
What a mess. What's next?
Well, Vince, we talked about space weather, and we were going to cover that we are going into a tough time. You've correlated that we do have basically some correlation, and you're seeing some increase. So, Vince, let's move on to a little different story, but it ties into communications that we're talking about, that Vince, there's a new Wi-Fi going to come out, and I think this is mostly a good thing. It's going to be called Wi-Fi 7, and it's going to offer higher bandwidths, higher data rates, and the one thing that I think is important, and this is kind of in my wheelhouse, talking about communication standards, is it's going to offer carrier aggregation, and that's something that's being used now in cell phones, and what it does is takes multiple carriers, so think of you had multiple transmitters and receivers, and then you could put that data together. Well, it's going to have that capability, so it's going to offer much higher bandwidth and hopefully better experience, and that's coming out next year. It's going to be called Wi-Fi 7. It's also going to add some new frequency bands because we had a lot of frequencies that were just sitting without a lot of users, so they're going to open up some additional frequencies in 6 gigahertz range, Vince, which is above 5 gigahertz where we currently have one of the Wi-Fi channels. So this is coming out next year. The equipment manufacturers are working on it. As usual, it'll still be reverse compatible with earlier Wi-Fi, so that's something good about, you know, if you have anything that's Wi-Fi, it pretty much still can work. Not true on cell phones, because remember we talked about how when we moved to 5G, a lot of automobiles, home security systems, other type of devices that used part-time wireless connectivity, well, a lot of them had 2G or in most of these cases 3G modules, and the networks, as they were moving to 5G, decided it's just not economical to support 3G cellular anymore, so they turned off the ability to communicate with those devices. So people were literally left with automobiles that couldn't call in if there was distress, or couldn't, their nav systems would not operate, and also probably more serious, a lot of security systems for home and businesses had the call into the police using a 3G module. So that all became unusable. Good news with Wi-Fi is pretty much whatever Wi-Fi you have, it'll keep working as they move to higher standards. But Vince, that's Wi-Fi 7, and it is coming out in 2024, which is just around the mountain.
Hey, Bert, so Wi-Fi 7 is 2.4 gigahertz.
And 5 gigahertz and 6. Yeah.
2.4 gigahertz, 5 gigahertz, and 6 gigahertz. Doesn't sound like a good thing to me. It sounds like more frequencies, more transmissions, more electromagnetic radiation, more cancer, more death, more bees dying, more distress for the animals and plants.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Bert, I think I figured it out. So you are in Silicon Valley, California, in the center of technology development for the world. And so high tech is, and advancements are the norm. And here at the farm, I am staying away from advanced technology to the best I can, and I think that's the norm. I think that's where our perspectives come from. So for example, the surveillance systems, I don't like them. The advances in high-speed data rates, I don't like them. And the new rollouts of newer technology, I don't like that either. I kind of wish it would stay put. So,
okay, you don't want to go back. For instance, could you imagine what the world would be like if we did not have electricity?
Well, you know, it was.
That's only 100 years, 100 to 125 years, right? So, 100 years ago, most of the world was, well, there's still parts that aren't electrified, but 100 years ago, most of the world had no electricity.
I understand, but I think that electricity is destroying our Earth's magnetic field, and I think that's a bad thing. And I don't know how we can wean ourselves off electricity. I don't think it's possible because we are just flat out addicted to it. We're addicted to looking at our phones. We're addicted to streaming video on demand. We're addicted to placing a call, ordering whatever we want, whenever we want it. We're addicted to air conditioning and heating and, you know, refrigeration and transportation. I mean, we're addicted to all these things, none of which would be easy to do without electricity.
Yeah. I don't know the answer because it seems like we're moving to using more electricity. And
which
I don't know what would replace it. Atomic, you know, miniature nuclear, you know, micro type of nuclear reaction, or maybe maybe hydrogen fuel cells. But even hydrogen fuel cells, you know what they produce? Their output is electricity. Mm-hmm. So a hydrogen car, most of them that they have now, it's an electric car. Now, they are experimenting with burning hydrogen directly, but I think that's actually more dangerous because then you get into the Hindenburg effect. So I don't know. We need energy, Vince. I'm not sure what can you think of another source besides electricity or nuclear? There's
I can't. I really can't. I mean, there's obviously petroleum-based fuels, obviously, but the only answer that I can think of is to use less of everything. Less of everything. Meaning vacations. Do we really need to take vacations? Some people think they do, but do they really need to? Probably not. Do people need to fly around in airplanes? Burn holes in the atmosphere? Not. I don't think so. Do we need to have wars? No, I don't think so. And, Bert, I've been watching real footage from World War II. And what the destruction of Europe by the Nazis, the destruction of the Pacific by the Japanese, and then the declaring war on the United States and us and the Allies retaliating. I mean, we just blew up everything. Everything in our path. We wanted to get the Nazis, we'd blow up buildings. If they wanted to get to us, they'd blow up buildings. I mean, bombing cities, bombing villages, setting fires to farms, killing animals. The destruction was unbelievable. And was any of that necessary? Absolutely not.
Yeah, and it got worse and worse as the war went on. Things that you would think would be atrocities and off limits toward the last year or two of the war was going on. I mean, killing civilians, targeting civilians. I mean, we, even the U.S. and British, targeted civilians in when we burnt up Dresden, which was completely unnecessary. But the war had gotten to a point there was such hatred in the world, you just wanted to kill your enemy. So let's hope we don't go back to a time like that and we've learned from it. But I don't know, Vince. It was a tough time. I know my parents lived through it. I think yours did too.
Sure.
And
my grandparents,
you know,
and yours.
Stories were, well, anyway, Vince. When we come back, some more uplifting stories about technology. Because I know there's things you're doing on the farm using technology that are all good.
They don't have a lot of technology on the farm. I mean, we got some diesel power.
Yep.
And it's necessary.
And you got some solar panels.
Yeah, we do. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Dianne Feinstein, who became California's first female senator and went on to serve 6 terms, the longest of any woman in Senate history, has died. She was 90. Some heated moments on Capitol Hill when Congressman Matt Gaetz clashed with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in a closed-door meeting regarding the government shutdown. As that shutdown looms, people are watching flights. Congress has until Saturday to come to an agreement to prevent the shutdown if a deal is not reached. reached, personnel such as air traffic controllers and TSA agents will still be on duty. They are classified as essential workers. The IRS imposing new rules for ticket resellers. An updated form says anyone who made more than $600 reselling tickets on StubHub or Ticketmaster will have to report that money as taxable income. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert was, you know, Bert, I was just thinking about electricity and using less of it. And that's what we really need to do. About 30 years ago, the government was saying, y'all are using too much electricity. We need to get rid of these 100-watt light bulbs, and let's get these compact fluorescents in. That's what y'all ought to be doing. And so the government mandated the shutdown of the manufacturing of incandescent light bulbs. So we started switching to compact fluorescents, and they used about 25% of the electricity. So like a 25-watt, 26-watt compact fluorescent, it would have a light of about a 100-watt light bulb. That appeared to be like a great idea. And then people didn't like them because they didn't start up right away. It took a few seconds for them to start.
They're also toxic.
Mercury.
Yeah.
And then And then we're encouraged to go to the LED light bulb, which uses about 10% of the electricity of an incandescent light bulb. So we're using, you know, just about everybody's using LED light bulbs. I want to thank Lou. He dropped some off at the farm for us to use in our barn. And the bottom line, Bert, is we're using energy-saving devices, but the overall net is we're using more electricity than we ever have before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a paradox. But
yeah, and we have, you know, these energy-saving dishwashers, energy-saving refrigerators, freezers, washers, dryers, energy, you know, more energy-saving devices, energy-saving heating systems, cooling systems, everything you can think of, Energy Star, you know, less energy. And we're all doing that, or like most of us are doing that at some level, and we're using more energy. And
yeah.
there's no decrease in sight.
Well, I don't know if we're using more energy per se.
Well, electricity.
Yeah, we're using more electricity. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just the direction things are going to electrify. It may turn out we learn more about the currents and fields. I know one thing is that the fields around, for instance, high voltage lines, they're fairly well contained. So if you're a few blocks away from a high voltage line, you're probably safe. If your house is underneath one, could be a problem. I mean, we need to do more research on it. But if you notice on the very, very high voltage lines, there are no homes, and you probably don't see any animals grazing under them either. There is an effect. And, of course, we've spoken before, about the dangers from the proliferation of the 5G cellular and all the signals that are emanating from it. And in and of itself, there was nothing in 5G that was more dangerous. The new frequencies, no more dangerous than previous generations of cellular. What was more dangerous is the fact that they're designed to be microcells, meaning you can put more of them in more places and have them closer to where you walk and enter buildings. And I think the plan is really to put 5G microcell transmitters in every building, but eventually probably in every home. In fact, a lot of companies that were bringing out high bandwidth to the home have stopped bringing fiber because it was cheaper for them just to put 5G modem in the home. And I think that might be a mistake because it is too many radio waves. And fiber optics, Vince, is, it works really well. It's the highest bandwidth of almost anything because it's basically light frequency. It's safe. The only real problem with fiber optics is it costs a little more to install it, and you can't even have it if you don't have it running down your street. But if you have it, it's really the best, Vince, is fiber optics because the bandwidth's superior to anything that you can get even in the highest performance microwave and wireless, and it's very reliable. If you break it, it's hard to splice. You can't just take two ends of the fiber optic line, make a clean cut with your knife, and hold them close together and put some electrical tape on it. Doesn't work. You gotta put couplers on it, and it's a very expensive process to fix a splice in a fiber optic line. But it does work good. I believe there's no safety issues with it whatsoever. It's just basically the cost of bringing it out. Probably be a while, Vince, before you bring it out to the farm. But when they do, it'll be a godsend because you're going to have very high data bandwidth to do everything. It's efficient, doesn't use a lot of power, and there's no radio waves, Vince. So I'm a firm believer in fiber optics.
I don't have any disagreement with you there, except for one thing. And we have a hybrid system here in Missouri, so there's fiber optics running throughout the state, as in most states. And then for the rural people like we farmers, like us, the last part of the run is copper. So it goes fiber optics to the central office. The central office then radiates out in a star configuration or a bus configuration sometimes in copper for landlines. What happened to us is we had dial tone. but we couldn't make calls and we couldn't receive calls. What literally happened was somebody cut a fiber optic cable near St. Louis, 3 hours away. Maybe it was a backhoe. Maybe it was some Tesla running into a junction box that had fiber. I don't know. I'm just kind of kidding about the Tesla. Maybe I'm not kidding. I don't know. But what happened was there's so many eggs in one basket that so many people were connected to this fiber optic cable, to a massive switch in St. Louis, that there was a massive power, massive phone outage. So we have, and that's what I mean by big technology is going to kill us, because there were so many people depending on this great technology, which is really, I'm not kidding about it, it's great technology, fiber optics, but putting all of our eggs in one basket is really a risky proposition. So when it's working, it's great, and when it gets broken, it's a real problem. So I kind of like more decentralized systems. I really do. So we can think of it like farming. You can think of having a massive hog farm. It's all in one place. And boy, does it stink where that place is. It really does. And so there's a lagoon. So all the hog poop, the pig poop goes into this lagoon. And then there's a massive rain. And then the dam breaks. And everybody downhill gets flooded with raw sewage, with toxic biologicals. And the rivers and streams and waterways and ponds get contaminated with the breached, broken lagoon from the pig poop. So if you had a smaller operation like we do, there is no lagoon. There is no lagoon for cow poop. The cows just poop, and wherever they happen to be, and then when we see it, a week or two later, we spread it around, the sun disinfects it, and no matter how much it rains, it's not going to cause problems for our neighbors, no matter what. And I really like the decentralized system. And I think it's much, much better.
Yeah, really well, that's how farming's been done for thousands of years, Vince.
And I don't know any better. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, we've improved efficiency, and there's no question we replaced a lot of brutal human labor with modern farm equipment. And Vince, I don't know if class knows, American farmers are the most efficient in the world.
We absolutely positively are. And some of our the products that we raise are the best in the world as well.
Well, I think our beef's the best. I think our corn, let's put an asterisk on it because there's a lot of geoengineered corn designed to withstand pesticides and stuff. So putting aside some of those geoengineered farm products, I think if you can get regular corn, if you want to call it that, I think it's the best in the world. I think our beef's the best in the world, and I think a lot of other things we grow are the best in the world. So,
you know, Brent, it's interesting you say that. I mean, I've talked to our campers who've eaten our eggs, our free-range, cage-free chicken eggs.
Yeah.
And the blue ones and the brown ones. And no one has said, you know what, they're okay. They're pretty good, but, you know, they're almost as good as. They don't say that. They say they're exceptional.
What's the campers, if there is a favorite way to prepare the eggs?
They typically bring a cast iron skillet with them, and they put a little bit of
cooking oil.
Yeah, in the bottom of the pan, and they put the entire pan over the campfire. You know, we have a it's arranged so that there's a grill that fits right over the campfire, and it's about 20 inches, the fire pit's about 20 inches in diameter, and there's a grill that fits right over that, and they can put their cast iron pan right on top of the grill, on top of the wood fire. And that's the way they cook their beef, too. And, Bert, no one has said to us, that beef's okay.
Yeah,
it's just better. No one has said that.
I cook the eggs over the skillet, then I open up some English muffins, put the cooked egg inside the English muffin with a slice of cheese, put it back on the grill, and for maybe half a minute or something for the cheese to melt, and that'd be a delicious cheese and egg sandwich.
Right, and our campers can do the same thing, except what they use is the bread that I make for them, And
oh, even better.
Yeah, and, you know, Bert, I wanted to ask you, do you want to try making some bread? I mean, do you have a bread machine?
I do. My significant other likes making bread and also cooking rice, and I have both. But honestly, Vince, I don't know how to use either one that well.
All right.
My forte is cooking barbecue.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Next time we talk on the phone, I'll give you a one-on-one how to make bread, and I think you will find it truly outstanding. And you'll probably forego the purchased English muffins, even though they're, you know, they taste great, and the bagels, and all that I eat is the bread that I bake. It's truly extraordinary. It's better than Pepperidge Farm was when you and I were growing up, and that was the best.
Oh, yeah, we used to have that delivered.
Yeah, well, this is better than that. Because
yeah.
It uses oatmeal, that my recipe, that it's Kathy's recipe, version 11 now, and it has a little bit of vanilla in it. It has oatmeal, and it has powdered milk, and it has potato flakes. It's potato, oatmeal, and vanilla bread, and it's unbelievable. You know, the loaf is supposed to come out at 1.5 pounds. It comes out at 2 and almost 3 pounds, just under 3 pounds, in the same machine. It's heavy. It's a really heavy loaf of bread. It's nothing like that puffy stuff that you get, you know, at the big box stores.
Yeah, so I'm guessing the campers don't come on the trip to lose weight if they're eating the beef, the eggs. And they're all good for you, beef, eggs, and bread, but I'm guessing the pounds don't decrease even probably with the hiking.
Well, I don't think they're gaining weight. And, you know, the interesting thing is that the people who are camping here are in pretty darn good shape to begin with. They really are. I mean, they're excellent, excellent condition. And they see the value in not consuming the additives and the preservatives and the food colors that are in most commercial food products. They see the difference. They know the difference in growing vegetables for themselves, the taste, the flavor, the texture, and the nutrition. We'll be right back.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Bert, I want to share with you in the class that I've been working on an antique, and it was a propane tank built in 1954. So this tank is about as old as you and I are, Bert, closer to my age, I guess. And it's 70 years old.
Is it
and
steel?
It had, yeah, it's very heavy steel. It weighs 949 pounds. It's about 10 feet long. You know, it looks like a hot dog. And it's got convex ends on it, caps. It's really well built, very heavy. And the company that makes the brass connecting hardware, for the pipes, the lines, the fill valve, the shutoff valve, the float level dial indicator, all that is a company called Rego, R-E-G-O. And these guys have been around for probably a little over 100 years. And the tank had, when I bought it, it was used. And it hadn't been used for a while, and I needed one part for this regulator multi-port valve system. And the part's available. The company is still in business. And the point I'm trying to make, class, is we used to make things that were absolutely, positively durable, repairable, replaceable. I mean, the parts were replaceable to keep them running. You could maintain them. So all we did was take this tank, and I took the pressure washer, and I blasted off, you know, 70 years of grime. And Mrs. Finelli primed it with Rust-Oleum, and she painted it with white finish coat Rust-Oleum. It looks absolutely magnificent. We were able to get the valve for it for $30, you know, the replacement valve kit. And we're in business. And that's the way we used to make things.
Yeah.
That's the way we need to get back to.
Okay. Well, Ben, speaking of making things, breaking news, class will probably hear it at the top of the hour, but the UAW strike just spread to another 7,000 workers. Ford plant in Chicago and a General Motors assembly plant in Lansing, Michigan. The 7,000 workers will leave at noon today, which is, well, Vince, that's Eastern time, 5 minutes from now. So that's workers, so that means over 25,000 workers on strike. Then some, just throwing it out there that the strike may last longer than not, and if you are in the market for a new vehicle, especially something from General Motors, Stellantis, or Ford, but probably it'll affect all car prices, you might want to think about getting it now, because we could be, we never had that big loss of inventory recovered from the shortage, and now it's going to probably get worse before it gets better, because they just added two more plants. And of course, Vince, you know, when they shut down two plants, really it ties into other plants, because they're, what they've been doing is targeting strategically, so that if you can't get parts, then you got to close other plants. In this case, it looks like it's, I don't know about the Ford plant, but it looks like the GM plant was a final assembly plant. I don't have more details, but looks like the strike is spreading as we speak.
I know the owner of a small company that manufactured light bulb holders in Virginia, and he would have to supply the factory with the little lamp holders that you would screw in the, you know, like the tail light bulbs, the headlight bulbs, the side marker bulbs, the instrument panel bulbs, and they wouldn't accept more than 2 weeks' worth at a time. So we can only give them, you know, 2 weeks' worth of shipments, typically 1 week at a time. And so this is the just-in-time inventory system. So
yeah,
if you think that these manufacturers, you can't, if they don't have the light bulb holders, they can't sell the car. It's as simple as that. If they don't have the instrument bulbs, they can't sell the car. If they don't have the taillight bulb holders, they can't sell the car. So this is a big deal, and there are a lot of little companies that will be impacted by this. But the other thing is, if you get a new one, like right now, and the strike continues, you probably won't be able to get the parts for the warranty work.
That's correct.
So the dealers can say, yeah, it's under warranty, but we don't have the parts. So, sorry. Can't drive it, or, you know. But
yeah,
there's another thing that's going on. Like, criminals are looking at vehicles that don't have keys. You know, these keyless vehicles.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that?
Yeah. Well, real quick, Vince, it looks like they're, and I don't have all the details, but it looks like they're able to basically relay the signal from your key fob. They pick it up from inside your house and then are able to steal your car. I don't have the complete details on how it's done, but it apparently is easier to do on some cars other than others, and looks like some Chryslers have a problem doing it, and I think it's the Dodge Challenger or Charger has a big problem with it, and so maybe in future class we'll have more. Basically, the takeaway is keep your key fob away from the perimeter of your house. Put it in a drawer that's preferably metal, because somehow the criminals are able to clone onto your key fob and then figure out how to break into your car and start it.
Yeah, and drive away without a key.
Yeah.
So if you don't need a key, they don't need a key. All they need to do is electronically duplicate the signal that comes from your key fob. Yeah, Bert, there's a real easy way to fix this, and that is drive only a manual transmission car, because only 2% of us drive them. And the carjackers, car thieves, won't know how to drive it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.